stretch. Take a deep breath. You, there, in that cubicle, or even if you're in your car, take a minute when you safely can and exhale. I'm the bearer of good news. The weekend is here. Earth Day doesn't officially come until Monday, but the area is celebrating with a series of events over the next few days. The Schuylkill Environmental Education Center hosts Nature Palooza on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. The day includes all ages activities including games, face painting, tree planting, a pop-up plant sale, live music, and more. The event is free with registration. At Belmont Mansion, Word Radio's annual EcoFest starts at 1 p.m. Yoga class, panels, live music, and food will be available as the event places people of color at the forefront of the sustainability discussion. Franklin Square's Earth Weekend celebration goes from Saturday through Monday. Events are free, but Sunday's Earth Day block party with live music and a program dedicated to climate change requires registration. We'll have all that info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Why bother with all that pesky history when you can take the kids to see dinosaurs that look like the real thing? At Jurassic Quest, dinosaurs come to life via animatronics, which allow you to imagine what it must have been like when the ginormous creatures actually walked the Earth. The attraction heads to the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center from Friday through Sunday. According to paleontologists, dinosaurs were mostly vegetarians. But at the city's first major food festival of 2024, you can find everything from plant-based food to steaks and burgers. The Manayunk Street Food Festival is here. More than 50 food trucks and participating local restaurants will be on Main Street on Sunday, along with live music performances on two stages. It's the kickoff to food festival season, so expect some crowds. We suggest comfortable shoes and an empty stomach so you can try the various cuisines. Street Fest goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's holy time! The annual Festival of Colors in celebration of the Indian holiday returns to the Philadelphia Zoo on Saturday. Holi is the traditional throwing of the colors, which represents renewal and release of all negative energies. It's free with zoo admission. Make sure to wear clothes you don't mind getting messy. Festival of Colors goes from noon to 4 p.m. Want to get away? Don't we all? Well, you don't have to go far for some emotional healing. AKA University City Sky Pool is hosting the Ether event with Luna May. The recording artist and sound practitioner will perform at what's being billed as a sunset floating meditative concert. You'll float with others in the pool with special spatial headphones to hear the music. The event starts at 5:44 p.m. sharp on Saturday. Yes, boy. It's hard to believe, but this Sunday marks 8 years since Prince moved on to a funkier place.
I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that for bad mama, girls and boys?
If you don't think anyone can love Prince as much as we do, you'd be wrong. Longtime Philly promoter Stacy Fly Girl Wilson is behind the Philly Loves Prince brunch and day party. It's happening at Punchline Philly on Sunday. Ursula Rucker hosts the party, which includes a DJ, a live performance, live art, and more. It goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ooh. The music doesn't stop there. The magic of Motown is in the air at the Miller Theater on Friday night at 7:30, featuring a review of the great songs from the legendary label. On Saturday, the No Name Pops head to Verizon Hall for Timeless, a tribute to Peter Nero at 3 p.m. And Stokely Williams stars as the funk superstar and super freak, The Story of Rick James, which comes to the Met Philadelphia on Saturday night. Showtime is 8 p.m. We'll have all that information on our website, whyy.org/things to do, with more events and any details you may have missed. Go on, bounce. If you weren't sure that springtime has really arrived, well, the Rothman Roller Rink at Dilworth Park opens for the season on Friday. But it's only there until the end of June, so catch it while you can. We're rolling on out to our weekend, but I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.